All right, Una, in your life, what the heck is going on? What do you need help with?
So I think the time has come, because I've wanted this for a while now, for me to get stamped. I want a tattoo.
You want a tattoo?
Yeah, I've always wanted one, and I want it to be something about my twins. And I saw this beautiful video online where that made me cry.
Oh, God.
So it was a video about a tattoo that a mother got. So the tattoo artist puts ink on the tips of her little boy's fingers. And then he holds his mom's hand. And then where the imprints are left on the mom's hand, the artist drew hearts there. So there's five hearts just going across her hand where his little fingers were holding her hand.
Mm.
So that, like, forever and ever, she can see that and she'll have that. And this is where my little boy's, this is where he used to hold his hand. And I thought that was powerful. I thought it was beautiful.
Powerful.
Yeah.
And beautiful.
So, but I showed it to people around the office and they're like, that's sad. They said, that is so cringe.
It wasn't emotional. It wasn't.
So I loved it. And to be honest, I probably wouldn't listen to them except for the fact that because I have twins, I'd have to have the hearts on both hands. And that might be a little bit much, a little bit OTT. What do you think?
Yeah, well, you showed it to me and it did look like the kids had just drawn a little dots in your hands.
Yeah, well, okay, fine. But I'd be going to a different tattoo artist that would know how to draw a heart or a little star or some kind of little sign just where their fingers... But do you think that on both hands it would be a bit too much?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Tattoo is
very... Be real, man.
It's a very personal thing and it's down to the individual of what they want to get. So if that's what you want, go for it. But what I will say, to test how you feel about it, draw that on your hand, how you want it to look, and see how comfortable you are with it on your hands and how long... Like, use a permanent marker. Like, draw it onto your hand and see how... Look, you don't even like the idea of that.
No, I'll have to... I'm just wondering, is it a bit OTT? And did you think it was a cringe video?
Yeah.
Okay, so I need ideas.
Yeah, but also, that's somebody else's idea. Tattoos are very personal.
Yeah, but it's a really nice idea.
It is nice. So maybe take inspiration from it. But, like, don't just do the same thing that somebody else has done.
Yeah, okay, fine. I just need a couple of ideas then.
You go,
I can't think of anything. Like, all I got is, like, you know, maybe two love hearts on my wrist. But I want something a bit more, a little bit different. Mm. More special.
Oh, on your knuckles, love and hate. Help Una out. Una's getting a tattoo, though. Wants to get a tattoo to represent her children.
Yeah.
You were talking about getting one where their little handprints leave kind of heart marks in your hand.
Yeah.
Where they hold your hand and stuff.
But then I'd need to get two of them. So I'm like, is that a bit OTT?
But it'd also be 10 tattoos.
Mm. It would be 10 tattoos, yeah. They'd be small.
They'd be tiny.
Yeah.
Tiny little hands. But we're getting suggestions in on 087-110-2107.
Una, you should get both of your twins to do a thumbprint. And then the tattoo artist can shape them into like a heart design. But so the heart design will actually be both their thumbprints.
So the thumbprints.
That's lovely.
Heart design. That's a really
nice
idea.
I really like that.
That's a nice idea. Where would you get that? Would you get that on your cheek or on your neck or something?
On my neck?
Yeah, why not?
No, I get it on my wrist.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Una, it's a fab idea, but I'll give you an idea.
Here we go now.
If you get your kids' handprint, we'll say, onto paper, we'll say, and put each hand on your shoulder, like as if they're hugging you, that would be beautiful.
Aww.
That would be gorgeous, but I'd never see them.
Oh yeah, it'd be something for you to see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fiona says, a tattoo of tiny twin teeth marks on your arm in memory of the biting stage.
I love it. Listen, don't make your decision yet. Like, don't go getting it done tomorrow.
No, wait a minute.
We will come back to this. We'll revisit this. Maybe somebody can maybe draw something for you. Actually, there was a lot of messages coming in from people saying, get the twins to draw something and then you get
you want to see what my twins draw, they're four. No, I couldn't do that.
Yes, please.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.